So perhaps, just to sum up, before we move into some of the themes contained within the Shemoneh Esrei itself, when we're talking about Birkas Kriya Shema in general, we have the bracha of Yaitzar, you have the bracha of Avaraba, and then Gaal Yisrael. And there really are three different forces. There are forces of nature, there are spiritual and moral forces, and there's forces of history and destiny. And essentially, these three brachas represent or express all three. This is how Rav Munk learns it. The bracha of Yetzirah reminds us of the powers that are active in the universe. You have the divine light, which was part of the expression of Hashem's creation of the world, and how the world renews itself through the Ma'ayros, through the light, through the sun. Even darkness, which seems on the face of it to be the negation of light, is not something destructive and also has its place in Avodas Hashem, in our service of Hashem. And therefore we mention light, we mention darkness. Hashem renews creation every single moment of every single day. Those are the forces of nature, Yotza Ma'iras. The next bracha of Avaraba is the idea that Hashem is the ruler over the moral forces that are active in the world. Yet while the forces that dominate the world of nature are renewed by Hashem every day, man is free to use the moral spiritual powers at will. And we have to rely upon ourselves. And we just daven for support on high. Enlighten our eyes through your Torah, make our hearts cleave to your commandments, so that we can get to the point of saying Shema Yisrael. There, the human input is so important. Humans can't make the sun rise or the sunset, but human beings can decide what this world will look like. And we turn to Hashem for Siyata Dishmaya, for help, for assistance, in terms of being able to express our humanity, our morality. The final bracha before the Amidah of Geula flows from those first two. Hashem alone rules over all the forces in the universe, natural and spiritual. He alone has the power to determine its destiny. And we think about this, we focus on this. When we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, perhaps the most astounding event in Jewish history. And it's this realization that Hashem is the source and the master of all the forces of the cosmos that guides us to the highest rung of the heavenly ladder. This takes us to the Olam HaAtzilus, the world of pure spirit. And this is this climactic point of davening, of Gaal Yisrael. We can stand in silent prayer in front of Hashem in His presence. And that's why perhaps the Gemara stresses the importance of joining the Shemoneh Esrei with Geula, Kol HaSomech, Geula L'Tefillah. Our davening, our tefillahs need to come out of the historical experience of Geula. There's a deeper level too, that Geula comprises the sum total of all of our individual and national aspirations. Only one that looks to Hashem and blesses Hashem for the fulfillment of all their hopes and longings. One who links their own hopes for redemption to fervent prayer has a share in the future, a chelek l'olam haba. That's what it means, someone that's somech geula l'tefillah has a chelek l'olam haba. Linking all of our hopes, our dreams, our aspirations to Hashem. Realizing He's the source of everything. He is the only force in nature. He is the one that can bring this world, the physical world, the material world that we live in, and our own spiritual world to perfection too. And it's from that place and that space that we can step up and daven to Hashem with the Shemoneh Esrei. That's Geula Tefillah.